This is Peter Donegan, as always, www.donneganlandscaping.com. I have returned from my day's gardening work. As always, extremely interesting. And now I shall return to my own garden to collect the red currants and black currants that must be cropped before they fall. And as I checked in on the end of my day's work, there was a note in from a good friend of mine. He is known by his alias at Mixern. But to those unknown, possibly myself and Michael, some a decade and a half ago, used to share lodgings together. When we were not sensible as we are now. I'll ponder that one myself afterwards. But Michael and his good wife, Nicola, also a good friend, are on the verge of giving birth to their first child. In fact, I would suggest they are hours away. And to receive a note from Michael to say that whilst ironing shirts, he had found my podcast therapeutic is quite an honour, because I know Michael is very choice with his words and extremely sensible, but he also possesses an extremely wry sense of humour, so I shall add that to my list of things to ponder. I think I could spend a decade on that one and still be none the wiser. However, Michael, to you and your wife, I leave you with these words. And this poem is called Yourself and Myself. It's by Thomas Kinsella. And it goes as such. If you come at all, come only at night and walk quietly. Don't frighten me. You'll find the key under the doorstep and me by myself. Don't frighten me. There's no pot in the way, no stool or can or rope of straw, nothing at all. The dog is quiet and won't say a word. It's no shame to him. I've trained him well. My mammy's asleep and my daddy is coaxing her, kissing her mouth and kissing her mouth. Isn't she lucky? Have pity on me, lying here by myself in the feather bed. You see, Michael, I've just come true, as you're well aware, and godfather to my child. And I know what it's like to creep in the wee hours of the morning and my two dogs barking. I can give you no advice, Michael, on child rearing. None at all. None at all. I don't think there is any book that I would ever read as regards rearing a child. And the best advice I ever got as regards child rearing, childbirth, or anything else, were two things. One, prior to the birth of the child, obviously not forgetting the wife and all things that go with, were the words from Morgan C. Jones, who advised me to bring some spare clothes and some food and some water for myself. It can be a long night. The other advice from a neighbour of mine, Philip, who advised me never to take anybody else's advice. All I can say from now, Michael, is best of luck. Ironing takes a lot of practice in order to get it right. Even when you believe you have done the ironing correctly, sometimes it is wrong. I'm your good friend as always, and if there's ever anything I can do for you, you know where my house is, my home is, and you know my number. Best of luck, my friend. Talk to you soon. Take care.